Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
241-1-4801-0002-2982.
Okay, let me just pull up your file right here. And am I speaking with John Healy?
Yep.
Great, great. And what is the business name over here, John?
I'm a dairy farmer, so it's just Healy Farms.
Okay. Healy Farms. Okay, John, I'm going to go ahead and confirm some basic info we have on file over here, and then I'll answer any questions you have, okay?
Okay.
Is the address still, we have W4297 County Road?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And you said your company name is Healy Farms. What type of structure is that? Is it an S-Corp, LLC?
Okay,
that's okay.
No, just I'm just one owner, me.
Okay, so sole prop?
What?
So a sole prop, it's just you?
Yep.
Okay. And how long have you been in business over there?
30 years.
Wow. And what is a good phone number in case we get disconnected?
608-429-9468.
Yep. Okay, great. And so we have a lot of different programs available here. Why don't you kind of let me know what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
I guess I was looking for the dairy farmer and stock price went so bad.
Maybe an office manager or anyone with that idea to speak to.
Business. Looking for that maybe like up to
Is there a voicemail or a way you can
My bank would give it to me to cover them, but they wanted to pay back in 1 year. And I just can't afford that kind of payment every month.
Can you pass along a note for me?
Okay, so... Sorry, you're kind of cutting out. Say that one more time. Are you looking for capital or equipment?
I know. Can you just write down a note there?
Well, more to pay, it's pay expenses.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
I don't know what you'd want to call that.
Okay, so you're looking for more along the lines of a cash loan.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of expenses?
Hay to feed the cows and that.
Okay.
Okay,
so just kind of some operational cash to help run the farm there.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. How much would you be looking for?
Probably about 120.
120. Okay. And with the 120,000, what can you kind of break it down exactly what it would be used for? And I said, hey, to feed the cows, but what else can you be using that for?
Most of that's what it's going to go for.
Oh, so it's mostly going towards that?
Yep, most of it will be for buying hay.
Oh, wow. It's pricey, huh?
Yeah.
That's not something...
I'm running a dairy farm, but I don't have enough acres on my own. So I grow all my corn that I need, and then I buy most of my hay. And the milk price went really bad this summer, and usually I can come up with some every month off the milk check to do it. But just this year was a little tough, and so I need to get a loan where I can maybe do it over 3 years.
Okay. So you would be looking for something a little bit longer. Then you said you went to your bank for this?
Yeah, I talked to my bank, but they gave it to me if I could pay it in 1 year. Well, that's putting a $10,000-$11,000 a month payment that I couldn't handle.
Okay.
I was looking for more down there, no higher than $4,000 a month.
Okay, so around $4K a month, and that's what you can budget for and afford is about $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit or anything with your bank?
Well, I got all my loans for my everything there.
Okay, for equipment and things like that?
Yeah. for all the equipment and the land and the buildings. And
oh, okay, okay. But they couldn't really work something out for this particular one?
Nope. Not on,
okay.
Like I said, they would have gave me a one-year loan.
Okay.
Because basically they were looking at it as it's an operating expense, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel it can be paid every year, which most years I can when the price of milk is decent, but this year just is more than I can handle in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So our working capital is more along the lines of what you'd be looking for. The terms on that are anywhere between 3 months and 3 years. And you're looking for about $120,000. Our working capital is based on sales. What were your gross annual sales last year?
Probably about
$450,000. Okay. And how are you looking this year? Are you up or down?
I'll probably be a little down because the milk price is down.
Okay. Milk prices. Have you ever had a working capital loan before? Or have you mostly went through your bank?
I've always just gone through the bank.
Okay, okay. When would you need this by?
As soon as possible.
Okay, perfect. That's no problem. Okay, so as soon as possible. Okay, and what would be your return on investment with this? Like, how much money would you be able to make on this loan with the hay and everything?
Well, it feeds the cow, so the return is my milk check.
Okay. You said you've been in business for 30 years? How'd you get into the industry?
It's
a family business?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Generation.
Oh, wow. Family. Are you the 100% owner?
Yep.
100% owner. Perfect. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
In the middle.
In the middle? When's the last time you checked it?
Well, the credit score, I've never checked. Well, I got a house loan where I built a new home in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And that lady told me it was 750. But then I needed that payment set up for the middle of the month because I get two milk checks, one the first week in the middle of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And she set up for the first of the month. Well, I always was making that payment on the check that came in the middle of the month, so
mm-hmm.
I was always over 2 weeks late, and that hurt my credit score.
Yeah.
So then we, here about 3 years ago, my bank paid that off, and we switched that mortgage back to the bank.
Okay, so that kind of...
on my credit rating.
Okay, okay, that's no problem.
Nobody's ever told me how I could get that back up when that's not even there no more.
Yeah, that. And you specifically told her you wanted in the middle of the month?
Yeah. Yeah, see, like this, if I got this loan, I can either do a once-a-month payment or a twice-a-month payment. I split
okay.
between the two milk checks.
Okay. And... you're not seasonal over there, are you?
Nope. I get a milk check two milk checks every month.
Perfect. And that's is that what you is that your main focus is the dairy part and milk? I know you said you grow corn as well, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
But most years all the corn is used for feed. If I have a really good crop I might have a few bushels to sell, but
oh, but you use it to feed the cows?
Yep, yep.
Oh, perfect, okay. Wow. Okay. Perfect. So, with our working capital, because you need it fairly quickly, we would be able to get you an answer within about 24, 48 hours once you got the paperwork into me. We don't ask for much. It's a one-page application. I would need the most recent 6 months of your bank statements and last year's tax return. And then the application itself is just one page. Is that something you think you'd be able to get into me maybe either today or tomorrow?
How would I get there in a day?
I could email you the application, and you can just email everything back to me.
There was an application form in the letter I got. Would that be the one?
Yeah, but it's probably easier if you wanted to just email it back to me, or you can fill that one out, scan it, and send it back to me, whatever's easier. But I'll attach it in the email as well.
Okay. Well, to email me, I'm going to have to get, I don't have a computer, but my sister has an email address for me, but I don't know what it is. I'd have to get that from her.
Okay. You can also, would fax be easier?
I'd have to go somewhere where they have a fax machine.
Yeah. Whatever you think would be easiest, either email or fax. Do you don't know the email that you have over there?
No. Like I said, I don't have a phone computer, but my sister has a computer, and she set up an email address on for me because she was doing some other health insurance and stuff for me, and they wanted an email, so she set one up.
Oh, okay,
I
okay.
I don't know what it is. I'd have to get a hold of my sister, and then I could get that to you.
Yeah, that's no problem. And if you do that, can you use her computer to send this stuff over to me, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You have online banking?
What do you mean
like,
by online banking?
Like, can you access your account online?
Yeah, I'm guessing she probably could on her computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the easiest way for the bank statements is to just, if you log into your account online, you can just save the months of bank statements as a PDF and then just send them over to me.
Okay. And you said 6 months?
Yes, and then your most recent tax return. Okay, so do you want to give your sister a call and then call me back with the email?
I can try to see if she's home.
Yeah, okay.
I get a hold of her and call you
okay,
back.
Okay, or I can give you my email, and then you can just, once you get it, you can have
easier.
Okay, so you want me to give you my email, and then you can just...
Yeah.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's N, like Nicole, S, like Sam, U, D, D, E, T, H, @bankofcardiff.com.
@bankofcardiff.com @bankofcardiff.com.
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
So once you can get your email and information, you can just shoot me an email, and then I'll go ahead and reply with the application and the small list that we would need, of stuff that we would need from you.
Okay.
Okay. When's a good time to follow up with you if I don't hear anything back?
Oh boy. Probably usually around this time of day, noon to one.
Okay. And should I follow up with you tomorrow? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I'll get my sister and see if she can't maybe email this afternoon. So.
Okay, okay. And the best number to reach you at is still the 608-429?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So once you get a hold of her, just go ahead and email me, and then we'll move forward from there.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any other questions?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. So I will talk to you soon, John.
All right.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.